dealing with, you know, one major concept, as I said, patriarchy, and obviously sort of father on the one end, the father-son relationship, and then father-daughter relationship. And you rightly mentioned, and you did this statement on generations and how things get passed on from one generation to another, and what choices are we making here with the viable options that stand in front of us. So you see two father figures on two sides, and one is who would never take up violence no matter what happens, you know, and in is a very idealistic figure, and on the other hand you see this father figure who is a demon, you know, who is representation of overall violence in the film. And you know, and then contrary in terms of the two stories, on one side the son are making this decision to pick up violence. They have a choice, and they see this father figure, but opposite and contrary to that, they pick up violence. On the other side, if you see Neela, she's making that choice that no matter how violent and brutal you're going to be to me, I now want to just stand up against it. You know, I want to come out and be who I am. And a very sort of non-violent resistance. So I mean, look, I didn't have one answer, and that's why I did not create one kind of a scenario. I mean, there are possibilities that next generation can make a choice to make a change. It's in our hands, you know. For me, in the film, it was a job to show that, you know, we just cannot say that generation before was a greater generation or the generation before was a worse generation. I wanted to show that, you know, it's a cycle, and it's still choices are in our hands. You know, I'm a student of existential philosophy that way, and I believe that in all moments, at all times, we have a choice to sort of bring a change, no matter how tough the situation is.